it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Will.
Happy Monday, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Mr. Party with a Purpose, Miss Educate to Elevate, and Mr. Spiritual Advisor to the Star. Tom, Super Jay, how was y'all weekend?
Good.
Was it shorter than my Washington Wizards winning streak? Didn't I tell y'all on Friday we were going to lose to the New York Knicks?
Yeah.
Yep, we're 1-13. We can't even win two games. Speaking of two games, can y'all hear?
Uh-huh.
Is this thing on? Do y'all realize we have 22 days left before Christmas?
Yes, all right.
23 days before Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
And 5 more days of Hanukkah. I'm not celebrating this year. I'm adopting the practice my real stepdad used to do every holiday.
Which What's is? That?
He used to come down with a condition called broke as a mother. Sybil, you ever heard of a fiscal Christmas?
A fiscal Christmas.
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't have been known about that at 2 years old. We shouldn't know about terminology called fiscal Christmas. That shiggity been in our family for years. Christmas was a last-minute celebration in our household. Shiggity. I remember not even putting up a Christmas tree, y'all. Mm. We would just leave it in the box and stand it up in the corner. Yep, and wrap the Christmas lights around the tree box.
Aww.
Yep. And for a star, we used to use my sister's lava lamp and just put it right on top of the box. And the whole family would gather around the tree box and sing Christmas songs. Coming from the neighbor's hi-fi.
Hi-fi, yeah.
The hi-fi. Speaking of hi-fi, have y'all seen Cat Williams' latest video?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Lord.
Jay, what's wrong with your little mentee?
Mentee.
And don't you get tired of people asking, what happened? What's wrong with your boy? What's wrong with your boy? He's always your boy when you get in trouble, ain't he? He's your man when he's doing good, but he's your boy when he's in trouble, right? Yep, the Cat in the Hat then went in Target and slapped a Target employee. And get this, he was white. Jay.
Yeah.
I know you've been catastrophic life coach for years. That's his new name, Catastrophic. But you need to tell him if the police arrested him for allegedly pulling a gun on FaZe I Love, black ass, do you know how much time a jury will give a black man for slapping a white Target employee? Oh, he's going to jail. Pimp, damn. He knew to slap the white employee, because you know no brothers wouldn't have it. They'd have pulled his ass by the perm up and down that toy aisle with it. He wouldn't have did that to that bus driver. Mm-mm, he's going to jail now. He'd have pulled all the perm out that bama's head. Saturday, December the 8th, I'm in Beaumont, Texas with Chris P.